Satanism is the glorification of evil, and evil is not something that Satanists invented. Right? Evil basically is a tendency in human beings. It's a tendency to reject. It's pessimism, right? It's the tendency to reject the optimism that there's a potential for good in not only in human beings but all of humanity.
There are people out there who are basically hooked on power. They just want power. It's not, I mean, and even they may have more money than they could ever spend, you know, that they could buy 100 houses, 1,000 yachts, but they use that money to gain power, and it's power over others, which is like a drug to them.
Yes. So it's important to understand to what extent, how they will use that, to what they will resort to achieve that power. And so this is really, really comes down to, this is why, you know, it's important that Edvard Munch's The Scream is considered to convey Nietzsche's God is Dead, right? So it's basically the shock, the total horror of facing what they think is the reality, that there is no truth, there is no meaning to life. And so for them, the way they look at it is that they have the courage to face it. And instead of inventing ideas of, you know, gods and morality, they face the fact that it's hopeless for us out here, and there is no such thing as morality. And all that's left is, you know, what Nietzsche called the triumph of the will. So
isn't that a sort of nihilism?
Of course. Yes, exactly. So that's why Nietzsche came up. He had what he would characterize as negative nihilism, which is sort of more pessimistic and gloomy. The sort of gloomy outlook from the recognition that God is dead. And then the positive nihilism is sort of, you take hold of it, is that you recognize that, okay, sure, so there's no meaning to life, but there's a positive way you can look at it. You become creative and create, you become your own God. Like you can become God, right? This is what the Übermensch is basically, the one who seizes, who's able to overcome the gloom of nihilism and to become an active creator of his own divinity or his own rules.
Yeah, that's just like a kind of cult around specific individuals. Now, of course, that can be to do with their massive wealth, maybe somebody like Bill Gates. But then if you go back to the 1930s and 40s, Hitler was being put forward very much as a man god. You know, he's saying, well, all the religions and all of the civil society has failed us, but this man is going to sort things out.
Yeah. So that's why it's, you know, the relationship between Nietzsche and Hitler is very close, right? I mean, Nietzsche was Hitler's hero, because that was the whole idea, is of man creating himself as a god by create, you know, taking God's place and you know, ruling humanity and basically making things up as he goes.